Welcome to Time with Appa, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is November 28, day 325. Today's topic, swift repentance or swift destruction. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 132, verses 1 to 5, Daniel chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 31, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 to 22, Proverbs 28, verses 19 to 20. Pause here. And please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus is swift repentance or swift destruction. Today's message from Daniel and 2 Peter related to each other's and quite frightening. Why? Because yesterday's Daniel was talking about how God punished King Nebuchadnezzar because of he walked in pride. That's from Daniel chapter 4, verse 37. God made him to lose his mind and became like an animal for 7 years until he was willing to humble and to recognize that the sovereignty belongs to God. Then he was well again and regained his power as a king. The frightening part is that one verse after Daniel 4:37 in chapter 5 verse 1, King Nebuchadnezzar disappeared. He died or what? We don't know. But his son, King Belshazzar, committed the same sin as his father did and more. Daniel chapter 5 verse 22 to 31st. But you, Belshazzar, his son, have not humbled yourself, though you knew all this. Instead, you have set yourself up against the Lord of heaven. You had the goblets from his temple brought to you, and you and your nobles, your wives and your concubines, drank wine from them. You praised the gods of silver and gold, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which cannot see or hear or understand. But you did not honor the God who holds in his hand your life and all your ways. Therefore, he sent the hand that wrote the inscription. This is the inscription that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Parsin. Here is what these words mean. Mene, God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end. Tekel, you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. Peretz, your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then at Belshazzar's command, Daniel was clothed in purple, a gold chain was placed around his neck, and he was proclaimed the third highest ruler in the kingdom. That very night, Belshazzar, king of the Babylonians, was slain, and Darius the Mede took over the kingdom at the age of 62. Yeah, more frightening. When King Nebuchadnezzar did not change his life after Daniel's warning and prophecy, God acted after 12 months. Yeah, he has 12 months to change. Yeah. But he lost it, yeah. And he lost his mind and became like an animal. Until he repented, he became normal again and regained his kingship. But his son was in the same kind of warning under Daniel. He did not repent. He did not have 12 months, but just had less than one day. And God acted. He died. Another catch is that both father and son believed Daniel was a prophet bringing God's message to them. Both of them raised Daniel to a very high position in their kingdom. They thought that that means listening to God. But without their life renewal, their hearts are still arrogant and hardened with pride. Then God acted. Punishment came even to the point of losing the life. So sad. Today, 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 to 3 tells us about what does swift destruction means. But there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their depraved conduct and will bring the way of truth into disrepute. In their greed, these teachers will exploit you with fabricated stories. Their condemnation has long been hanging over them, and their destruction has not been sleeping. How about you? Do you want sweet repentance or swift destruction? Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, may you open our eyes so that we are no more arrogant and willing to accept your direction, so that we can be renewed by you and receive your protection and blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, do you have similar weakness? Heart become arrogant and hardened with pride? If you do not think that you have committed this sin, do you think you would be self-righteous or you are really righteous? Number two, if you think that you have similar weakness and sin, how can you know your sin? Confess, repent, and be renewed. Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.